Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're talking with District 14 State Senator Amy Sinclair about the latest goings-on in the state legislature. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Senator Sinclair, and it has been a busy week for both the House and the Senate, as this is the second funnel week. Tell us your impressions about this second funnel week.
Sure. Second funnel week essentially means that any of the House bills that are going to stay alive in the 86th General Assembly must be passed out of subcommittee and committee in the Senate. And so there were a lot of House bills that were moving through that subcommittee and committee process to get them to the floor. Clearly not as many House bills were taken up as we were dealing with Senate bills during first funnel week, but it's a sieve, if you will, to decide what both chambers can agree to and can move forward. I know in my education committee, we had subcommittees dealing with the management fund at the local school district level. We had subcommittees dealing with requirements for community college instructors. We had some subcommittees dealing with the Iowa Reading Corps and that volunteer program, and, you know, a few others that we were working through that the House had passed over. Largely, the bills that we took up were bills that had passed the House with large bipartisan support and seemed to be fairly non-controversial. Those passed through subcommittees this week and then also passed out of committees so that they're eligible for floor debate. Similar things happened in all of the other committees on which I serve and all of the other committees in the Senate.
Was there any surprises when it came to the funnel week that either didn't get through or did get through?
Surprises, probably not. You know, some disappointments, sure. There was a bill that I had been working on with Marion County's attorney, Ed Bull, regarding trespass and an invasion of privacy. And we thought we had a compromise bill worked up with House Democrats and House Republicans, and they had sent over a compromise bill that we thought was going to go through. I had been working with Senator Kenney from Johnson County to work that through the judiciary process in the Senate, and through some unfortunate events, that bill was one that died that we thought we had going forward.
Well, one bill that did not die was the school start date bill. I spoke with Representative Hartzell about this previously, and he talked about how this bill is basically a compromise of two extremes. This bill is actually on the governor's desk as we speak. Tell us your thoughts in regards to this compromise.
Sure. It is a compromise, and I believe it's very similar to what I assumed would be the final compromise early on in session. Clearly, what I wanted was to have local school districts having as much control of that school start date as possible. So much is mandated to the local district, and at least you would think that local school boards and administrators would be able to make the best determination for their students on school start date. We knew just from the language out of the governor's office that he was not open to total local control. So what we came up with was a compromise that moved the school start date back from September 1 to August 23rd, so it gives an additional week of time for schools to be able to fluctuate their start dates. It also has provisions in there that allow for year-round schools that already exist in the elementary level, K-8, to continue to operate. And also, if any districts would like to look at an elementary year-round school calendar in the future, there are provisions for allowing them to do so, a system of waivers and reporting that allow them to go ahead and start new year-round schools. I think that's reflective of the broader educational knowledge that kids do lose information over the summer months, especially at that elementary age. They lose skills in reading and math through the summer because they haven't been exposed to it. So that year-round calendar, which doesn't mean they're going to school any more days or any more hours. It just means that they don't have the one big break. They have several smaller breaks. It does help with retention, and so we didn't want to take that option away from school districts. I truly believe that that was a good choice and a good local control piece to keep in the compromise. And so that's kind of what the compromise looks like. And as you say, it is on the governor's desk, and I would expect the governor to sign it.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, District 14 State Senator Amy Sinclair, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.